Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're talking about us. Because it is what it is, okay? We have to talk about us. We have to talk about everything and anything under the sun, Moss. So what do you guys want to talk about? Hi! Today is Tuesday, the 15th of the 7th month, 2025. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, when we say different, when we say, no, I was always different and I was always a bit, you know, on the other side. I was always a bit out. I was always the odd one out. I was always the swan amongst the ducks. I was always the swan amongst the gooses. I was always, you know, the duck amongst the chicken. I was always different. When we speak about being different, right? What is our chain of thought when we talk about being different? Do we mean to say like, you are different in behavior, you are different in personality, you're different in looks, you're different in intellect, you're different in hygiene, you're different in OCD? What are you different in? We understand that everybody is an individual, right? And that is what that is the one thing that we have in common as human beings. Apart from being human beings, right? The other thing that we have in common is the fact that we are individuals. Each and every one of us are individuals and we are all different from one another. But it's many a times where I've heard, and also I've also used the term myself. You know, I've always pictured myself to be a bit different from everybody else. And this different that I'm talking about, this different that I'm putting onto the table, this different that you're putting onto the table, what does it actually mean, and how does it limit your life or escalate your life to better heights? You know, because we all have a tendency of putting words, umbrellaing ourselves under these words and sayings and narratives and thought processes and schools of thoughts. And it is just, it's not crazy, but it's sanity. It's sanity and it's insanity. And there's a very thin line. So when I was thinking about how do we know if we are different or not? I was expecting the world, and by the world, I mean, you know, the web. I was expecting the world to come up with sayings. Hello.
Hello, madam. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, but here in Katima, your radio is not working, huh?
Are we not doing things in Katima?
No.
Oh.
We are doing things in Katima.
Oh, but you guys are doing things, but us, no. Hey, you guys are busy, but us, we are not.
Even if I was not feeling okay, I will laugh.
You know?
We are not doing the things.
Oh, we are not doing the things there, eh?
We must do the right thing.
Oh, we must do the right thing, man. What is this? You know, I'll let the technicians know.
Yeah,
but
it's always like that. The technician, I ask even
fine. You're even tired, me?
When I call now,
mm-hmm.
I just only because it's a radio I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to give the things the way I want.
The nice things.
Yeah.
Yay! You're starting to speak the language that I'm speaking, which is the things, it's the stuff.
You see, I'm having another thing I wanted to ask. I don't know whether.
No problem. I'm here. Hey, tell me all your secrets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
People are not following sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
You find that okay? The in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
In the ministries of our country.
Yeah.
You find that there are a lot of chaos sometimes.
Okay.
Yes. You see why we say a lot of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians are giving the different views of what they feel it should be done.
Okay.
But the their ministries, they are doing also differently the way it came out.
Okay, what do you mean?
Because now it starts through from the college.
Mm-hmm.
After grade 12, it's a general study from grade 1 up to grade 12.
Mm.
Or to grade 11, the way they change the thing.
Mm.
But now when it becomes too productive now, to those people who are going to give production outside now, they are from the college.
Mm-hmm.
They are all scoped since independence. It's not talking about creative.
Uh-huh.
It was talking about talking. A teacher, when he go in classes, even at the vocational level at that time, they never make to produce goods. But what they learn to come up when you hear joinery, they learn only to put wardrobes, this one they call cardboard, to put in buildings, whereby the people who are having companies, that one, it was not even a post that time, because it is just made for the companies which are making houses.
Okay.
Now, those people to go in those companies which are making houses, they are just only UABC or four, and they serve that way. They don't employ people, the money, because they don't hear the government.
I can't hear you properly, Tate. They don't employ people.
Okay, because the government doesn't employ straightforwardly. The people are coming from the working in the energy houses or whatever. All direct those people every year. So it becomes a
the network, the network. But the network, is a bit cutty, so I need you to just stand. I just need you to stand still at one place, and then we talk nice.
Yes. Okay. Now, you come to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, we come to teachers.
Yeah, you come to teachers. Teachers also, they do theory. Yeah. Practically, all of them, I know that because I went through that. They don't know it very well. Because it is just the transfer of knowledge through reading and the small practicals. When it comes to science, when it comes to things like technical subjects, there is no pure practicals there. If you come to the past now of the board, it was the whole system of the entrepreneurship, that one of selling and everything. You cannot find it. A school, where there is a tick shop now. They are afraid of the principals to open their businesses there. But you find around the school there's a lot of people who are bringing cookies, who are bringing whatever. But inside the school, there is nothing. Now, how do the people learn accounting? If there's no practical. Carpentry schools, which was there in all secondary schools, it's no longer the engineering, which was there, which is Boilermaker, whatever, welding, those stuff, caving, those stuff, they are no longer in schools. They put the vocationals, whereby whenever they go all this distance, the learners never know what to do next, if they fail, even grade 10, that they got that skill to go out and start doing their own things. They cannot do that because they never started being young. Now, after when you finish the vocational of theory, and then when you go for practicals, you can't get the company where you are going to do the right thing. You do only one thing. From that one thing, they tell you, we'll give you... That's why you find this one, the company called the...
Hold the line for me.
Okay.
Get all your essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King Rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize Meal, Sugar King White or Brown Sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand Sunflower Seed Oil. All 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollars. You save. I save. Yes. We all save at USAID.
Alrighty, yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the argument? What are you arguing?
Yeah, the argument which I'm saying is when you come to the government itself,
yeah,
it is like it is employing people at the wrong thing. Uh-huh. How can you say you employ an artist? An artist is somebody who designed to create or to copy from the other goods to make the real like the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find that you employ a person who promotes that or who gives explanation only to people who knows already outside without giving that knowledge to anyone. Now, you get anyone who is having maybe a singer.
Mm-hmm.
How can a singer explain things for Kevin? It can't.
Mm-hmm.
But that one is the one who is holding that office.
Mm-hmm.
Now you give that person as a promoter, you say, is the one who is going to explain things to people who knows that, that thing. Now, how are they going to learn that or how are they going to be productive? If somebody is ordering or is telling the, is teaching the people to fill in the forms of applying even the money to art council.
Yeah.
He knows how to fill the form, but he don't know the pictures, the people they are going to put there, because they don't have cameras, they don't have people who are going, who knows that way, who are going to evaluate and fill those forms.
Mm-hmm.
But they are taught how to fill those forms, but without knowing what are they going to do. And who is going to advise them, this is the right thing, it is not, this is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the government is just collecting $100, $100, $100 to any apply application of the people, poor person who doesn't understand the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that $100 is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you also don't get... not getting that money, what are you going to do? It's a failure again.
Mm.
But that in that process, they take the whole year and the second one, and the second, those people applying for nothing, and then at the end, that president is going, the governor is going, and then maybe they will remain with the governor. Again, that person, he doesn't know creative. He knows just only to talk about what he hears.
Mm-hmm. About creative.
So for how long are we running the wheel without petrol in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get your car and say, I want to test my tires.
Mm-mm.
And then start spinning, the wheel is rounding. And then you say, ah, my car is running. Let me jump inside. When you start, the car can't start. You say, I want to go. That is what we are doing. We like talking too much for the politician who never studied the things they talk. At the end, in the offices, where the things have to be done, the person who is behind the desk
is incompetent.
Nothing about creative. Yeah, he knows nothing about creative.
He's incompetent in that field.
Yeah, in that field. The person who is competent in that field, he doesn't have qualification because he started that one on his own.
Mm.
So those people, they are called, in the system of the government, you hear, they will tell you overqualify.
Mm-hmm.
They answer you that answer. Because whenever it comes to what you are doing, it's more than what they expect. One person they taught, if he's making the cardboard, it's just the cardboard, the one they employ for the cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
But the carpentry work, it doesn't need only to cut the boards at the build it or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
They cut for you, you go and do the joinery. You don't know even how to cut the board you are going to settle.
Mm-hmm.
Only to put the measurements on the paper and to give it to where they are cutting.
Yeah.
Now, do they expect anything to be sold there?
No.
There are a lot of things. Now we come to this hot stuff of gender.
Okay.
The same of saying, if you're saying, I'm going to beat you, don't you do this. Somebody can go at the police and open the case. Of
Because that one is threatening.
He's going to beat me.
Yeah.
And that one, if you go in the cells today, the whole country, the people are full in those cells because of threat.
Mm.
And then after that threat, the people now, the children, whose mother sending his father to be in jail because he's going to be beaten because he's running around in the bush. And then now those children, they take the ropes because of poverty, because nobody helping the house. They are thrown into the grandmother. They are the grandmother. They take the ropes. Now they hang themselves. Again, they come. Only the pastor and everyone. Children, they are hanging themselves. Oh, we should pray. Now, me, I used to laugh. I say, but Namibia is something else. It's my country. I liberated it. But the way I see things, they are run. They are not straight focused. We are trying like we live today, we'll never leave, we left tomorrow unattended. You see that one?
Yeah.
Now, I found those cases around here. When I came here, because when I came home, I used to talk about my story. Saying somebody is lost for the 15 years we in love.
Yeah.
He got whatever he got. I never even attended to. But that somebody, when he saw me coming, is now complaining. I should not pass by where he's not memorizing what I am. Because I'm the only one who is having the children. Now, I see. So now that person, the time I got it with another person, he is reporting to the police saying, I'm afraid to his life. I'm going to kill her. I'm going
the protection
to
beat her. Order.
The protection order. Now, that protection order, it doesn't even hold water because we can live together side by side. As 15 years it is gone when I was not even around. I was far. Now, what is that what I feel? The problem which is there now is that the entitlement which they tightened us themselves for free by, again, the same woman who go to law. Then I want to get married by law. When I die, I don't want the things to go. That's what is the marriage of certificate where they used to get.
Civil marriage.
Yeah, because of protecting the goods which you own from there. It is a house. When you want to own your house, you just make the marriage certificate. And then you will be just there by eviction order. Now, when you see that the house is to pay water, even somebody who is not waiting, if he failed to pay that water, he ran away out of that house and he go.
Yeah. And then leave the house.
Now, when you
in
leave
debt.
That house, who lost the house now? Because you are going to stop that house yourself from the gender because you are not sleeping there. And then they even crook the people saying, you know, if they take a money out with talking or a woman who is not waiting, you who is left, who is working, you will be helping that person. How can you help somebody to continue sleeping with another man outside? Is that possible?
No.
Now, how do they expect the men to help the children and the wife whom he left in the house? For that woman to continue being the same thing like you are running out of the doing, no story, sleeping around. And can you trust your woman whom you married to go away 300 meters? You spend one night or even 1 week, 2 months without to seeing that person, and then you can't hear any rumor. When you hear any rumor, your divorce is how the Namibians they are separated and divorced this time. If you go to Minister of Gender there, you will find a lot of files. Some, they are inside, they failed to pay the bill of that, just that thing, the threat. They call it Romeo and Juliet, what? That one. It is a lot. Now you go there, they even many to men. Somebody stab you with the knife.
Yeah.
You go in the hospital. When you come out from the hospital, when you say, don't come closer my house, I don't want you. They say you are thinking of killing that person. That's why you don't like to see him. And you are afraid of the pain you saw.
Yeah.
That they come and arrest you. They put you in cells. They are there in prison because I was arrested for that stupid case. I paid the bill of 4,000. But they are still following. Like they told the woman that I should not come.
I can't hear you properly.
How can you not pass your father to one another? You know the heart of women. you can pass closer to one another. Now, if you are married on by law, are they still forcing you that whenever you will die, wherever you will die with another woman, that woman is going to claim your house you built? Or you will go and claim the house of that person? That is the lies and stupid which I say. They make laws which they don't even finalize to themselves. Mm-hmm. That is paper which they received from America. This is how it works. Mm-hmm. And it's working, and they are putting their people in prison. And then they don't even feed them. Now, people inside there, food is lacking, but the people who are hunting for food are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you go about certain issues like that?
Yeah.
But they go in the parliament today, they say, hey, they make laws. They are not making laws. They make noise of promise. But when they go there, nobody expects anything when you got money.
Mm.
That's what I saw. Somebody can concentrate if he got war with empty stomach, fighting to come and rob the money inside the country. That person, when he come back, he's having sense because in the bush was not having food. What do he want? He wants food.
Mm-hmm.
You see now. Now, when you give that person who is got a cancer, the whole benefit, don't expect that the benefits which came from the mouth, they are going to go after strength. Nothing is like that. Somebody who doesn't know the hardship of making a bread without stealing or whatever, you cannot become, from teaching, there are few who came that way. As teachers, they go almost for unions. You will find the teachers, they go for unions. Because that one, I did it in management.
Mm-hmm.
Always in management is where you find bargaining, whatever, labor relations, finances. Those people, they are coming from education by theory
mm-hmm.
and analysis, mm-hmm. how you analyze. And then you find politics. But when it comes to the hand to make something, we are fighting for that. A singer, somebody who knows how to sing, or somebody who knows how to play an instrument. That person, he doesn't know how to make an instrument. He knows how to play. But a person who knows how to make all those instruments, types of them,
yeah,
he doesn't play them. He knows just only to tune them. He even not sing. They disqualify that person, not you to work there. But the one who knows how to sing, they can send him to Finland. Because the white people who support that person, they wanted just only to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, you kill an elephant.
Yeah.
The white person is going to say his tasks of animals, they are going to finish because they know a person is a rebel, a black person is rebel as a poor person.
Mm-hmm.
He have to bend that thing because he cannot wear the jewel.
Mm-hmm. So your wife has a protection order against you?
Yes, he did it. Even now, I'm...
Why did you beat her?
I don't beat people.
You just threatened to kill them?
No.
Why did you do that?
I just only passed by. That time it was just only because we left for a long time. And then when I came from there, I was having a problem of the city.
Mm.
When I came here, I was sick a bit. I went here, I got treatment. And then the time when I came first time, there was no problem. The second time, I was no problem. Because there, I don't used to go there and sleep there because time of sleeping with that person is over already.
Mm.
Our last person home, we left it 15 years ago.
Mm.
He's now in grade 10.
Mm.
He's 16 this year. Then I don't need that.
Yeah.
But what he was there is just to see the situations of the people, how they live.
Mm. In companionship.
Yes, the first time I come, the third one, when I passed by. And then the first time he called even the people, come and see the father of my children. The second one, again he called the other one. Now the third one, when I came Sunday, because I cannot come to my house, which I know this person I married by law. It is just only on separate, which they put on the government. But me, I even get used to it and leave it that way because I no longer seeing it as a reasonable because I found a lot of analysis on it and found that who is weak is not the people who are using it.
Mm.
It's the government itself is weak on its own people.
Mm.
They are just only putting it, same like these grants.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know even the people who receive grants, that is the government or the people who are working in the government.
Mm-hmm.
They put their children in the grants of their own families.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people who are just not working.
Who really need it.
Yeah, the people who need those people. Mm-hmm. I saw it that way. Some they go, they register to the councillors, the councillors also do their family.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they go, that is why you find Namibia is in poverty. Because the right people who have to receive things, they are not the right people who receive things. Who receive those money.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the people who are working to register who knows now whom to give, not to whom to give. Now that is right up corruption. Even this one of gender is right up corruption.
Okay, so you went to the house, and then the third time, what happened?
Yeah,
run me through it.
I found the man. The fourth
the
man.
Boyfriend.
Because, yeah, the boyfriend. The fourth boyfriend.
The fourth boyfriend in 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, after 15 years, for these 15 years, there was another man who went, they married, they giving Robola, and then he was chased again. He went, he left the wife, and the other one also, and the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this other one is even our neighbor here, now where I stay. Yeah, he married another new girlfriend. He left that old man. And then that one who came now from Windhoek, the one who called himself an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who lied again, is going to help my wife to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that he cannot do that one because he needs to apply. When he applies, there is consequences there of paying all what belongs to who.
What do you need to pay?
Intentions. To pay, you know, when you want a divorce, you need to pay. Or you need to give a right reason why do you divorce.
Okay, but the right reasons are there.
Yes, the right reason is like this one now, mine.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even bother that person.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come here now, when I found that person is married to who and who and who, now, whenever I go there, traditionally, you know, to us, we pay Roba.
Yes.
We pay, if you, me, I pay 17 keto.
Mm.
Now, those 17 keto, I ate nothing out of it. They are eaten by the family of the woman.
Yes, but you got the children, you got a wife, you guys were happy for over 10 years.
Yes, I'm happy for that. Now,
one keto per year.
Yes, the agreement, the agreement is, the agreement is now, like, now, if that woman is caught to be married by another person,
yeah,
or is caught, he is sleeping with another man.
Adultery.
Those cattle, all, yeah. All those cattle, they have to, the family, no matter children, no matter what.
They have to be returned.
The agreement, they have to return back.
Mm.
Now, that one is just there. Now, you come to my kids. My kids are getting married, a husband and a wife.
Mm.
When they are paid, whatever they are paid here, you share on between. The half to the men, the half to. The first one who is a lawyer now is married to Zimbabwe. They paid 40,000 for Obola. I ate nothing. The other one who is a teacher in Ondangwa, is married to Zimbabwe and also 18,000 first, 12,000 second. I ate nothing. The babies, the who got the other one who got the kid with money, was the twin with the other one who is married. I got nothing. You see now? Now, when she sees me, it's like I'm afraid now for the money which he ate, and then
what money did she eat?
The one for the children.
Which money was that?
The Robola.
Oh, the Robola money, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Robola money alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she and ate the Robola money alone.
Which the family, which the father ate because I caught her now with another man in the house. And they write up the children, they know all the men. My children, they know all the men who went through. And the families, my family is here. They know all that one. Now, why do she not go to divorce me there in court to fill in the divorce? It's because that marriage of marriage in property.
In community of property.
Yeah. Now, if you divorce somebody that way,
you guys have to share everything.
You go and have empty-handed.
Yeah, you have to share everything.
No, you don't share when you divorce.
When you guys are married in community property,
you who divorce somebody.
Was that part of your prenuptial?
Yes.
So that is why you don't want to divorce.
No,
because if you
me.
Are the one that calls for the divorce, you
me.
Walk away with
it's
nothing.
It's not me. Me, I was evicted from the house, and then I accepted. I went, and then from there, I was not getting any support from her.
Okay.
You see that? Mm. But me, I was giving her the support because of my children. I cannot leave them like that. Personally,
yes,
I feel that one because that person, I was thrown that person by the parents before the time we were still at school.
Yeah, because you guys, started a romantic relationship.
Yes,
when you guys were young,
then we got a baby.
Hence why the Romeo and Juliet law,
yes,
where nobody can be criminalized. Yeah,
yes,
where nobody can be criminalized. When the two of you guys can, nobody can be criminalized because you guys were having sexual intercourse, but you guys were very close to, your age was very close to each other.
To us, the girl was having a kid already.
But she was a minor.
Yes. Me, I was not having a kid. Me, I was a minor to her.
Oh, you were a minor to her?
Yeah, to her.
According to age or according to experience?
No, according to experience.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Then our age is almost 1 year between.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I lived on that stress, looking after myself and looking after her and the children, her kids and the... My kid, that one. You know, mine have to go through bottle feeding.
Okay.
And then he go to school. And then I have to look for a nun. Yeah, to look after that.
Why?
Kid. And then that nun, no, because we are going to school all of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because now the mother chased her with the other kid for the other man. Even now, I don't know that man, but that kid, I adopted that kid and they take the best ticket for that kid. That kid is now like mine, but it's not mine. I did that for the protection of my life and the life of that person, because if I leave if I could live on that pressure of saying, no, we were just enjoying here, you know nothing, you know something, why is it like this? It could be a useless life we could have. For her, she is not considering that. I think maybe the sense of women, they used to be like the kids.
No.
I took, they behave that way. They are like kids. You will find the person who can tell you after you caught her with another man is saying, this one is younger than you, this one. Ndenge kutigisa pe umbo, marataise, weanga no utari ngepo, haye kapuna shinda rombelo nukucha na uye pe umbo lage na ndi mdenge wanda. O nukwe kuwakana. Isashi, isfundonono ene ya kulua, awoka lehoni tambula tata tuma mwishi kunditai, ngeto mifarino polisa anuatea dipa inge shashi kwa mwana po unkulukagi. Kwa mwana po nsamani.
Okay, I hear you, Mr. English.
That's why you. Sometimes what we do, ini mambia tuningi, ilimonjirande mala, ya pukiri la de la de la shashi, e dorongo, ya diki poroporo. Me juke fina, me ya di poroporo. Iumbwa itu yoro, wamona kucha nandesha tuli, sebali kenga no mefala mamo. Kakuno shirumbu hati tirifa unene, ata sikenga no ke university taono. Zerike me farming, ze nengobe, ze nomadu, ava feke mbola, ava ini, leta balandi.
Yeah.
Malo ini mainyata itu no kuninga na sesha, setu ne durie turi hapu, tukari atupewa, ngenge kaisho kupewa shashika tushukuro ngifa, kuruongi lapa umwene, epangeroli umwene, alikurula, tari kutuanu venya avazi me mogongo mono. ali ningi e industry ali producer ngashati na ha producer ape akwa ya kalandisi. We are failing to do that. Tulike po kui manga, no kui ilu njira, no kusa. Kuza kwa tata mekira ame, ndakala kwa mbwezi mboma. I tried to teach this ungomba ungomba. I was the first one in Omsaki, 2007. Who started that ungomba, the one you hear now. There is a vocational school at the Nana, there is what. I started that program in Omsati as a volunteer teacher after working in nationwide detective and professional practitioner, which did it turned into this.
But what really broke your marriage? Why didn't you go to the north with your wife and the children?
We were together there, even where she started get employed at that time.
And then she decided to move back.
All day, she decided to move back after I refused myself to go back to the house because I had now of rumors of differences of men
in the north now. House.
Yeah, in the north.
So the Bambus are the ones that started chopping?
I don't know.
What are the rumors?
Yeah, those are the things, the Naupus and the others. Now, they report themselves. The other one report to me. Why is that one now running? So I said, you see, that is the program because the one who made me evict, who wrote for eviction order, is a Caprizian woman. Hello.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's a Caprizian gender woman. Again, is the one who came again to open the case for me, even here. That woman is moving with my wife here. Even here, they became even in the...
They are friends.
Yeah, they are friends. They make even this state of satanicity of saying they are prophets. They can pray for people. But now themselves, they are no longer prophets. It's where they get men and they give, they spread the problem. You know what I mean? Yeah, and hiding undercover. While you go to that one, they say, if you tell somebody, he can open the case for you. Nobody can tell you the disease, that one. He's praying to take the people in bed, and any man who comes closer, they suck the money. Now, the men, now they are like realistic that, these people, they are looking for money, but they used to have money collecting from other women, whom they are praying for, whom they are lying, whom they are doing what. They go together. They even make churches around Kyoto in the bush. They are still butchiris and whatever. They are still even rememorizing of how those people became rich. Because this country, yes, sometimes we speak English, but it's nonsense to discover because we don't travel.
Yeah.
We don't travel. You know when we are here, we are like we are in the, in wind, you know somebody who is in that big wind corner.
Yeah.
We are in that deep hole, and then we enjoy not sleeping the whole night, and during the day you go to Shantemba, lawyer, all day. When you go to...
You enjoy your life.
Yeah, you enjoy your life. Even here, what is there now, it's like, if I see my neighbor cooking in the kitchen there, it's like his boyfriend maybe is good. Because women, wherever there are too many, them, they are not afraid of sharing.
Yeah.
Only men who used to be the victim of that program of sharing. Now, you know, like now, the woman is the president. Now, starting from...
Do you have a problem with being run by a woman?
You see what is there. You will find in positions where men are needed. They put women there.
Okay, but which positions
women,
are men needed?
You know when I
but
say
which
women
positions?
Are not that judgmental. No, women are not that judgmental.
Okay, just hold the line for me, Mr. English.
Okay.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Mr. English. Yes, Mr. English, your life has been rough.
Now, Mr. Englishman is in the East.
My dear.
There, where I lived longer, the long me to my, they say, problem is to call our I'm an artist, I'm a designer, I can write, I'm a DJ, I can sing. Sometimes I can eat instruments, sometimes I...
Now, why are you not getting money from Namibia Film Commission?
They make films. I didn't like too much in that one, wearing in that one. It was a long time. Now, I even in companies, like, I wanted just only this one for construction. That's the way we were doing the good jobs.
My dear, I saw a movie that was sponsored by Namibia Film Commission. Oh, I saw it was shot in Katima, my God. The movie was very bad.
It is where we are now.
It was very bad. The movie was very, very bad. It was very bad.
You see now.
And I feel like, these people are giving out money for things that are not...
You see now. It is the same like the one which is the one for the president. Those movies, the person is not that up to standard on covering. And then knowing the technical know-how of taking pictures or even mixing. That is where the problem is. You will find it's just real. Same like those movies which we used to be played by this past one, the one who, the one they were commemorating that one. It was like, it's the same like the one in Katima. It is like the old story of a black man. If you don't have a mixer, you cannot make it very well.
Yeah.
So that's why I left that one. I said, no, cameramen are somewhere, whatever. Now, I do design and technology. The one I was teaching, out of nothing, you can create the good which you can sell. The product which you can sell. That's what I was doing there to Msati. The other one now, they are now working there. The one who is in Namakaru, then Ita, those guys. Now they are the one which are controlling now Shakati what was it any day.
Mr. Englishman, do you know that you can go to court right now and you can file for divorce? Yes. You don't have to pay anything. You can just file. And your grounds, right? Your grounds are solid. Do you remember? Do you remember Yvonne Dawsetmos? She was most Minister of Justice. There was a bill that was passed under her reign.
Don't say.
Yes, the Divorce Act.
Yes.
So you can go there and you can finish now.
Oshiri.
Yes. You don't have to. You don't have to be stuck in something like this. You can leave that woman. You know, she chose her life path, you know. And I know that it's very angering. I understand. It's very angering, you know, for somebody.
Stressing
yes.
For something which you don't like.
Yeah.
again, or even you forget about, and then somebody is making a case which you don't even know.
Yes.
Saying you want to kill that person, you want, how? And then you can even send the child. Now he's even mingling with his, what, the one, Omashenge.
Oh, okay.
Omashenge. Oh, hera. Waka tumo kana tangi kuchanje dika pule. Talo toka tumo no nongkazo na naya kutrema. Kuskola ya wanu watavaka nkila.
De,
kia ngano o, kata unukopate kombi nga yume kunyasa. Si unukune choti, ala tengela anu engozi. Zetaka za kunyapo sebe na kunukuse o usiku. Kata unukopate kuza kunyanu anea pule. Kakulu wateo mbopondili, kakunoka kuhilo kwe kwe wiki, ushapoto ntenya. Ndee, sita zipo anua, na apite kwa mmati o gei, anua o mmati ngono, jaka kwa seraina, mundu da, kuno ini maala kupungula. Mundu da mo kamunashe ya eskopa, kamunashe ya sike ipundi, chapo ike atuweke morumu. Paishu onu ngono, kwa kuyo kanakange, no kanolu tuluneni. Nde kwa kuika na kaje kaka kufomati ngono. Cho mwana mkalona wange ngono kwa seike unkulukati. Kwa hizi aka sike kumati ngono. Aka kufomati ngono vae ke umbo ya ina. Kwa hizi maandiki. Kwa hizi nga oendu nge ngeno. To kukala atumo onona wange kaa samane. Ataati pia kutarela ngepo. Sasha mihandi mpopifa. Na kwa kano na akavulu kuteknua advantage hii, yukuzape umbo, nukuya kwa ame.
Yeah.
O, shashi, kushi nare kuchatate havulu kuombi rangu, maa, tate havulu kuifange kunya, shashi, tali fange nge piko, ke umbo kawete kucha ameanduka teni.
Yeah.
Ndiwete, kajala na waya, ndeka wandeo hema yo ndiro. Nya yombe, yo utara. Eise, ndieko, ndaka handuka, ama ndiye alishu na keumbu. Da longwe na ike nanu mbono vali vachotana yongereka. Da sikoshe ko ambo, kwa zako nukulu ndiru wa unona mbu yaka wala uko kutambu hii.
Oh, ulodhi.
Uko skola sokundu kutaku hii.
Oho.
Ye onlongi vinyari ya alungiru wa nukulu kazi wa umeno wa shivoni. Onkundu.
Oho.
Ye onkwa nifu.
Oho.
Kwa hivyo zaza kunya kwa liku nesipresa bingi. Anei ni mambiaka ndiisi hile kui. Ama nitae. Kwa hini mangeno ameha ndii muyo sasi. Kandina sonisi.
Yeah.
Kumbo ni ilongeni madengere kazono. Ava gulugalu ndiwe ikolo po sasi. Kono wali ukunlongwe la kuchi. Kwa hini mambi imwe ya hini ngwa. Okano vemo okanale. Kono ya uduko sasi. Kwa mwana anuwa hapo basi ulula. Wamona.
Yeah.
Basi ulula asamane vawa vasa. Havae ndeo metaulina mura havae ndeo metua. Palanda. Kaisi anuvenya vale havasi ulula anubeaka vasana mikifi zao. Baya fiarapo havae kumati. Amatimbaba shona. Ongo divayosha oto iso ipopi. Havae kakulu kadimba akula. Havaka singire tuwa dinya. Havaka kana kanumba. Kavai shenge nukute ike kakadona kamatiko numba. Nakauye kwa meove eto ongiso kamatika numba ke. Nani anuvenya avas poiruno nambuya meimariwa. Mbo avaka ava infectingano na venya ne problema.
Yeah.
Unona hita uka singa mnyamano na bakwao. Etuwa dinya da kukati venya. Watavaka ya kuno na ushona na watavaka dipostingo problem. Wamona kuta anutavai jipa.
Yeah.
Forgetting that the young ones, they have to remain for the world of their own age. Your group, you have to go with your own group. If they are dead, please try to forget and conserve the future.
The future,
the
yeah.
Women don't think those ways. They think only to be happy themselves. Even if the girl child for her,
yeah.
is going to be infected by the other men who was married to her. Because they got that sense of caring. Whereby I used to get angry myself in my heart. I say, but it's normal to be natural, to be born by a woman, because that is what is God has said. But when you judge sometimes on characteristics of how we are made to be, sometimes it's too challenging.
Yeah.
To be realistic on it. It's like you are making faults.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what happened. So, to this one...
But you need to go, you need to go.
I will file, that one.
Yes, you need to go and file, and yeah. Your grounds are...
Which office
you just go to the magistrate. In Katima, there's a magistrate, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a magistrate.
Yeah, you go to
themselves, what they did, they said, they gave me the address to send it to Vinduku. And saying there, it needs a lawyer, if I'm applying.
But that was a long time ago. But that one was a long time ago. That was the procedure, but that one was a long time ago. Now you go to the magistrate court, then you just ask them, how can you get assistance? Because how can you get assistance to get a divorce under the bill that was passed?
I was told by the secretary to the Minister of Gender.
Yeah, but Ministry of Gender is not really the ministry that you should be dealing with. You must be dealing with Ministry of Justice, because I understand that you were dealing with gender because there were too many issues. Yes, there are too many issues within the your life that required you guys to get to the point of counseling or social workers or incarceration.
Whereby we cannot meet. She said, because of she was caught now with that man, he's saying, I'm a threat to her life when I come closer to her. So that is the problem now. Even when I go to apply there, who is going to force that person to go and sign for that divorce? That is where I'm saying the Minister of Gender was supposed to be involving there, of advising me to file in the divorce or to fill in the form of the divorce paper, and then they stamp it. From there, they will call her to come there. You see now, saying you filed this man this case, this is what he wants. It's when they are going to know what is there. Now they told me write a letter. I wrote that letter last week on 8th. I handed it there. Until today, there's no one who is calling me. And then what about when it will go to default? Again, I have to take the copy, again, rescan it, and start sending there. That's why I was saying, this issue, it needed to ask them. You see, like when I'm talking to you now, it's like the things they need, the feedback to say, no, there are some speedy like this. Not you end up standing, the magistrate is younger than me. You remember the time when I was saying, the magistrate is younger than me, the prosecutor is younger than me. Whenever I look at those people sometimes with anger, they think maybe it's how I used to get angry with that woman. But they don't see the behind my argument.
Yes.
That I got suffered.
But at this point also, I understand, but at this point, right, I believe that when you fight a battle for so long and you're not getting anywhere, then there is something that you must change.
Yes.
So at this point, you need to practice self-discipline and self-control. You must put aside your embarrassment and your shame, you must put it aside, ne? Suffer the shame for those 2 hours, for these proceedings.
Suffer the
shame for these 2 hours so that you can have a peaceful life.
You see?
Yes.
I did that one. I did that one. That's why I want to restart. When I'm at the other side, I need to research, because that house I lost is not happening. I now left there.
How did you lose it?
You see now what is there. When they moved out, the bills of water, it went up. Now, if those the municipality, you are now more than 7,000 and something.
In debt, yeah.
They close the services. If you are in the center, you cannot be moving out from that house and go in the bush and sit. Or take rubbish in the papers. If you can't, then it will make you, as you, as a person who is not in the government, to get a loan or to get a credit, you lose what you have.
So you sold
then
it.
Then it stands there. Now from there.
Did you sell it or?
I said, okay, it is good to, it can go. There's no problem. It can go. Now the windows are broken. The doors are broken. And then the wire, the fence, which was outside, is broken already, is taken. Now the house is a white elephant which is standing there. But you know, when I look.
Do you still own it?
That is what is Bank of Namibia.
Oh.
I still own it, but now, when it goes to Bank of Namibia, it's already tended to the government.
Mm.
Yeah, when you hear that the letter or that information,
yeah.
Or saying whenever you were owing how much, mm-hmm. The house now is possessing by the Bank of Namibia. Because the Bank of Namibia is the one which gives money to the banks in Namibia for them to do the services, to give to the constructors and whatever the companies. They construct and then you people, you owe the bank.
Yeah.
The normal bank, First National, Bank Windhoek, and all blah, blah. Mm. And then now, that is the thing. So even if you have that one, it can go, then I even said, you know, it's fine.
Mm.
Now the thing is, if I file the divorce myself, which is the reason of saying,
I got this.
The thing is, they can also say, no, bring the evidence.
Mm.
You know, in that one, the evidence of who? Seeing someone. Infidelity.
Mm.
But the infidelity is no longer there.
Mm.
Because that person is no longer productive.
Mm.
Yeah. And then
but also,
what they want now is to bring the witnesses.
Okay, I understand. I understand in terms of witnesses and so forth, right? But like I said, in order for you to work smart with this one, you have to think of everything else that is more simple. And the simplest one to do is that we have been separated for 15 years, and I no longer want to be in a relationship with this person.
Yes.
Like the separation, because usually what happens is that you are separated for a year at least, and then you guys have to come back, and then you guys have to reevaluate the separation, and then you guys have to come to a point where you are deciding whether or not you're going to go through with the divorce, or you are going to go and stay together. But what happened with you guys is that you guys never went back.
Yeah.
You guys just stayed separated. And in
that
this, you guys just stayed separated. So, so your argument is still valid because in order for you guys to be, a married couple, right? You have to have a matrimonial home.
Yes.
And the fact that you don't have a matrimonial home, right? These are also part of the grounds that you can bring up. You don't have a matrimonial home that you share. Yes. You don't have consensual, you don't have coitus. You know,
you don't have
sexual intercourse, which is also part of the big fives that you must have.
Now.
Yeah, the big fives within marriage, right? Coitus, sexual intercourse is one of them. That is why even when you get married, right?
Yeah.
When you go and sleep, you must consummate your marriage. Otherwise, it's not
that
a marriage. You have to have sex.
You
understand? So it's now the separation, and then it's the fact that you guys live apart, right? And then also, you can now go to a social worker or to a psychologist, right? And then you can also get a letter.
Yeah.
You can go and get a letter for the psychological damage that the separation has brought onto you. And the ordeals that you have had to face at the hands of this woman. You understand?
Yeah.
You wanted to be with her back then.
Yeah.
But then all these things have happened. Now this is the part where, you now make a psychological damage case.
Yes.
Because there is being unlawfully incarcerated. you know?
Yes.
And this was per accusation of this woman. And this accusation in itself is something that damaged you in a sense of sitting in jail and fearing for your life and being with criminals and also being with violent offenders and also being angry about being put in a place like that. And also there was no proof to say that you actually said this, and nobody gave you an opportunity to defend yourself or to make your case simply because there was an inequality when it came to gender roles. Because you are a man, you are assumed to be dangerous in this country, and that is something that also damaged you psychologically. And then it was also the fact that infidelity, you can put it in, right? But you don't put it in at the forefront, because what you are trying to do is get out, right? And I'm sure
it's no longer that one.
Yeah, I'm sure you have sung the song of infidelity for a long time, but it will add to your case, but it won't be your case, you understand? So the third part can be that you have heard rumors and have seen with your own eyes where she was being unfaithful to you, and this in itself had damaged you psychologically and mentally. Yes. Right? In terms of being a man, and you are not an aggressive person, and you are not a person that wanted to harm her or anyway, but it also brought about suicidal thoughts that you had to fight off for a very long time because of shame and anger.
You see?
And then also, she has also brought you grievances in terms of your relationship with your children. She has made it strenuous, except for the youngest one, but she has made it strenuous with the older children by fabricating lies against you to turn them against you. Now you can't even fully have a relationship with your children. And this is also the part where you can now make an argument and say that I have always wanted to be married. I've always wanted to have my children with one woman. And I have my children with this one woman. She herself, when she came into the marriage, she had children prior to the marriage. And I did not mind. I took up this child and I adopted them legally so that we can all have the same mother, same father in this household. All our children were going to grow up the same. But now she has taken my fatherhood away from me by turning my children against me.
You see now.
So now that. So now, yes.
The way I do it.
Yes. So that is your case.
You are explaining it very.
I think tonight we're just going to have a conversation with Mr. Englishman, okay? For those. I told you guys can come and we can talk. Huh? There's no problem, but you guys don't want to talk your problems. So I'm just waiting for Mr. Englishman to call back so that we can continue our conversation. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, Dr. English.
An hour past.
No, I already told them that today we are not doing this thing that I wanted to do. We are just going to be having our conversation here. Because the thing is that this is a problem that many people are facing. And especially with the whole gender statistics that is happening to you guys right now. There is a seriousness when it comes to the lives of women. And this is rightfully so, because we are in a country that is riddled with men that are killing women. You understand? So everybody is on alert for that one. But what happened to the innocent ones?
That is the thing.
Yeah.
And what is causing that, the government is forgetting.
Mm.
That is the one, the government, that is the one when I was telling you, the people who were patient, the men who were so cool with their own way of dealing with the gender story. It started with the laws coming from America, coming, the copying of ministries.
But Mr. English,
copying of laws.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. There's nothing in this world, no, that you cannot beat. Do you know how you beat something? By knowing it. If you know it, you will find the loopholes. You will find the loopholes. There is no law that doesn't have a loophole. There is always a loophole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where the people just only pass without a license.
No. They can make a law that seems like it's solid, right? Like the law where you basically get kicked out of your matrimonial home because you are the one to be perceived as a threat. Right? As a threat. But also, it's only that many of us are not learned, right? Many of us, and it's always the one that gets to the police first is the one that is listened to. But the one that is second is the one that we are not going to listen to. But there are also things like ownership. You know, if you own something, right? And you are paying for something and you would like to live in your thing, this can also be an argument. This can also be an argument of let me evict these people. I want to evict, like the house in Otapi, you're not supposed to lose it. You are just supposed to evict them, and then you move into your house, and then them they go where their peace is.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand?
Now, I found that if I take them that way, then my children, when we were living in Kualuzi, we were renting. And then I found the company, Alfresco. Then I got my friends there. I said, you know, if it's like that, we are going to build for you a house.
Yeah.
In Utapi, so long you can buy the plot for 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, if I buy that one, and then who is going to continue paying that house? It's my wife, because she's working now.
Yeah.
Now we are married. Then no problem.
So basically, you put out the down payment, you know, you put out the money for the plot, and then you put out the money for starting everything, and then she was just supposed to carry out the payments.
Yes, and then at the end, when she defaulted on the water, on the 7th, maybe it was the 7th or 9th year, when we defaulted, when I was in Windu. When I came back, this way I found tricks started, because she was now running with the auntie, the other side, who used to go from house to the other.
But I know, what made her change? What happened? What happened? Why did she become like this? You guys are happy for a couple of years. You guys have known each other for how many years? 30 years?
Not even 30, but it can be 21.
Okay, 21. I don't understand how in 7 years, right? In 7 years or 8 years, you just changed. Like, what happened?
That is why.
Even 10 years.
There was this winning of the people who are dying for the husband. And then they go to cars, women, they go to...
Oh, the RAFO.
Yes, you know the...
The RAFO women. With the women with the RAFOs.
Yeah.
Okay,
now, that time is this one, the game of saying, you know, when the time it was 2,300 after deduction.
Okay.
Then that is the salary of a teacher. Then to us who are in construction or in design and technology and whatever, even if you are not working in the government, wherever you get money, your money is shooting than that one because you gamble. So it was starting from schooling, I was dealing with art. Until today, I deal with art. Design and technology, that is my way. I do art of different types. You can go after roofing, I can take 100 and something or 300 and something houses. For roofing, I can work with 5 to 10 men. Those ones, after 3 months, I'm done. Then it was like, to me, it's a hobby of doing good jobs and different ones and hard jobs and different ones. Then I leave that way. So to the legacy of education. Mm-hmm. And that's why whenever she is studying, I help her to study.
Mm-hmm.
I do a reading. I'm a good one because I started schooling long. I was even jumping classes myself.
Mm-hmm.
I passed this one with high marks, and then they put me in another class. I jumped into the other one. Grade 3, I jumped it.
Mm-hmm.
And then grade 7, grade 6, I jumped it up to grade 12. I don't stop things.
Mm-hmm.
So, hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Sure. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to take a quick breather and I will be right back, but it has been a quite a roller coaster. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, right? Sometimes we assume that we are having a bad day, we are having a bad time, we are having a bad life, right? Then we listen to other people's experiences, and then we become grateful for little things that we have, like a loving wife, you know, and loyal children, and a home, you understand, and you know, you are scolding me every day for not going to church, and Some men out there just wish that his wife didn't go to church, because this is what the church brought also. So let's take a quick breather and I will revert back to you.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno meko tete opoyue ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito da njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe pa omarude dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweri nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it has been quite an evening. And I think that our first caller, our only caller for this evening, I think he has kept us very, very busy. If you have any advice for him, if you have any advice for him, or if you have any like assistance of some sort, you know, that you would like to give him, the number is 083-288-401. Maybe you can call in and then you can be like, no, I'm a lawyer and I'm in Katima right now, so I can assist you with the divorce proceedings. Or I'm a magistrate and I'm in Katima, or I'm in Rundu, but I'll be going to Katima next week, and or something, guys. Good evening.
Your Majesty.
Yes, Tate.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Aren't you glad you're not married?
I'm farting rainbows over here.
My dear, like who? My dear.
I dodged the bullet.
My dear, like you're like, you're
no, I'm afraid, right? Mm, mm. I'm afraid of getting into a relationship. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like what I've been through, it taught me a lot, and I'm like, no, this can't be.
And then you hear other people's experiences, then you're like, how? Oh, my God. My goodness.
No, I recently met somebody, a lady I gave a lift to.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the midst of it, she got my number.
Yeah.
And then she was like, can we meet for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. And then apparently, she told me apparently she likes me.
Okay. Hey. I'm not ready. No. It's been 10 years. I'm not ready. No. It's only been 20 years. I'm not ready. Okay. So she likes you?
Seriously. I laughed so hard that my stomach hurts. I was like,
why? What's wrong with you? You must not laugh. You must not laugh. Oh my God. Like what?
No. I thought when she called, it was just to appreciate me for giving them a lift.
Gratitude.
Because I took them from Mandangwa to Anakazizi.
Mm.
And back.
Yeah.
And then I bought them lunch because they didn't want to, you know, like, and I was like, maybe she just wanted, you know, getting to know people. And then, no, I didn't expect her to tell me.
So like next time at Anakazizi, we can just go. Mm. And then?
I told her, no, listen, that.
What did she say first? Like, she's like, I have feelings for you.
No, she told me, like, we had lunch, and then after lunch, we continued to the drinks. Right? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, no, you seem like a nice person. Then, yes, I am a nice person.
Yes, I am. Okay. Thank you. You acknowledge that. You saw it. I am.
For the acknowledgement.
Yes.
Apparently. Mm-mm. No, like, if I have to tell you this. Seriously, I like you.
And then you're like, thanks. And then she's like, I like you.
It's the lenient when she leaned in, like, telling me, like, you like me. No, you like what you see and maybe your perceptions of thinking that what I could bring to the people.
Who said that? Like,
No. In my head, like, in my
head.
At
this point, I'll never marry you off.
She screams marriage.
At this point, Oshirine, like, itefuki ka ranga inganga umvali. At this point, my son will never get married.
I'm like, no, look, that chapter is closed. Maybe it will, I know, eventually it will come, but.
But what's wrong, like, why? How?
Do you know, like, if only you knew the troubles I went through.
I understand the troubles that you went through. I was there for the last half.
Yeah, and then I'm like, no. Rebuilding, getting to know the person.
No, but that shouldn't be your argument. Your argument is I'm scared.
Yes.
Then you must say that. You must not reject the women. Don't reject the women. Let them accept you with your fear.
And then
you go out, you have lunch, you go on nice getaways where you guys are driving. You try to sleep in their own bed, you know? And you just get a companion that is going to be at your pace. It doesn't need to be at their pace because they are not hurt. You are hurt. So you put this on the table. But to reject it altogether, no. No. Say.
You know, I listen to you like I take advices from your cup. Like I took
you must.
A big gulp from
yes.
Your cup.
You must, because, listen, I understand that you're afraid, right? And I understand that people are cruel. And I understand that, yay, no, we are scared that we are running us. I understand that. But the problem that we have is that we don't tell people the truth. We don't tell people the truth so that people can pace themselves. Not pretend, but pace themselves. Do you know how much courage it takes a woman to say, I like you? Do you know how long she has been thinking about how to say it?
No, like she just met me Friday and then Saturday, all of a sudden, and then there, everything was on my
table. Yes, I like you means that now the ball is in your court, right? The ball is in your court because I've professed my feelings for you. So when the ball is in your court, right, you can choose at which speed it is going. Look, when you meet a girl, right, that you like, what usually happens is that even if I have a car, even if I have a house, even if I have money, ne? You are the one that must go the extra mile to come and see me.
Yeah.
You are the one that must make the extra miles to go and try and spend time with me, right? You are the one that must do that. It is basically, if you have been hunted, then you are allowed to run. You are allowed to run. If you have been hunted like you have been hunted now, you are allowed to run, brother. You are allowed to now not be at the forefront of the relationship, because what makes the relationship so tedious and so draining is the fact that you have to put in so much effort, and you're already coming from a very toxic relationship that required so much effort for a zero person. You know, the only thing she brought to the table was a beautiful son.
You know where the fear comes in.
I know where the fears are, but tell me. I know.
Oh man.
I know that you are afraid. That is the truth. It's not that you don't think that you are attractive. It's not that you don't think that you deserve love. It's not any of that, my dear. It is basically just fear. I'm afraid. I'm coming from a very dark place. If I'm going to entertain conversations with you, right? It has to be at a slower pace because I am terrified. I'm not just terrified for myself. I'm terrified for my life. Like literally. Because I want to live long. But this relationship stuff, ne? Why far and to Mumbai, man?
Elizabeth, if you know the kind of person that I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
I know. And you're nice, and you're adventurous, and you are giving, and you are generous, and you are kind, and you're soft-spoken. I understand that.
If I fall, I'll be flat on my bottom.
You won't be flat on your bottom if you are falling for the correct person.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Like, I'll be there, like, vested in this person. And then when things go south...
But you don't have to be vested in this person. And things don't have to go south. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, right? Adult conversation. I can't be the only person that you have adult conversation with.
Because, no, seriously, I didn't turn head down per se. I said, what I said, can you give me time for Come on.
Hey, you've never been proposed. At least women are not forceful. Do you know that when you tell a man that I have to go and think about it, do you know what men usually say? Like, say, I'm coming from traumatic experiences. I have to go think. I have to go weigh the pros and the cons.
You see where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is between the kids, my grandmother, and the business that normally, like, my uncle loops me in the family business. They are actually trying to secure a liquor license in the South African industry, wine industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
At any given time, mm-hmm. these people would just call you, Kucha. No, listen, you have to represent.
Yes, and?
But, and then this person will be like, I hardly have time for myself.
No, who said that?
Oh.
You just got comfortable in spending your time the way you want.
No.
Yes. Now you don't want to share. You want to share your time because everything is going smoothly the way it's supposed to go.
I will fall off the wagon and then I will neglect one point in my life that I was so focused on.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, you see, deviation.
Mm.
That's what I'm afraid of as well.
Mm. Usually when something new comes into your life, something falls out. Yeah. It happens with friends. It happens with tasks.
Nobody understands me well.
I do.
See, that's the one thing. That's the one thing I don't want to fall off the wagon and then concentrate on one thing and then this thing. You see? And then you'll be there like this. The power is out because the masseuse wants manicure, pedicure.
Yeah.
No, no. You had to pick up your daughter from school.
But now you're on a romantic getaway in Itosha because Itosha is just here. Hey! Ooh, you think very far. Hey! Small, I like you. You're like, ooh, and then I'll get married, and then I'll be broke, and then, oh my God, what is it? It's just a date.
No.
So does she text you?
From time to time, we exchange text messages here and there.
Okay, from time to time is now. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what?
some of those texts I just ignore, Kucha. No. This is just somebody initiating conversations of which, checking.
What does she do?
She's an educator, a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 31.
How old are you?
39.
It's perfect.
What?
It's perfect.
No.
It's perfect. The gap is perfect.
Ah, no.
Okay. Does she have children?
No.
It's perfect.
Imagine. I have three.
It's perfect. I think you found your match.
No.
I think you found your match. All you have to do is just keep her on the string for 5 years. By then, all your kids are big and gone to college. So you can give her one that's going to stay in the house with you guys.
I'm not wired that way to string people along.
It's not stringing her along. It's if you ever marry her, right?
Oh, no.
Look at you. Like, I know, thank him.
I said, no.
Thank you.
No, like, you know, like, my daughter is 14.
Yeah, 5 more years, she's 19. She's already second year adversity, her first year adversity that time.
My son and my last daughter, they are 6.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never introduced anyone to them. Never. Because I don't want confusion. You know, I have to explain.
There's no confusion that you're going to bring because it's only one person that you're going to introduce for the rest of your life.
What if it doesn't work?
And what if it does?
Now, be here farting rainbows.
Exactly.
And I'm not ready to fart them rainbows.
So this is a you problem. This one is not... I'm not ready. There was a time where I had to choose, if I'm going to go into a relationship in my life or not. And my argument for not going in the relationship was, I don't have money for a relationship.
I don't have time.
My argument was I don't have money for a relationship. And now people are like, no, but you're a girl. And also like, what do you need money for? I said, me, I'm a generous lover.
That makes it tall.
Hey, I'm a generous lover. You will find me using my last $100 that was meant for electricity to buy a t-shirt because I love someone. I don't want that. I don't want to not be going to work because I'm so in love. I don't want.
You see where the problem was.
Yeah.
Right? The problem came like when we came from the...
You're going to be dodging bullets. God is going to be sending you checks.
when we came from the funeral, we passed by one restaurant that we had. And then we eat.
Yeah.
And mind you, I have to go fill up Kasongo. This car, like, it consumes fuel like nobody's business.
Yeah, it's the $2,000.
No, the one I used is the one my uncle gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it consumes like nobody's business. And then Kasongo was at home, and then I have to pick up Kasongo to fill in Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the money that I had, I have to buy these three ladies lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We sat there and then when I went there, I was like, the money is not enough anymore for it. Because, the Toyota is a double tank. When I bought it,
is it a V12 or whatever? V6?
No, it's a GD6. The 2.8. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was customed with a double tank.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's like those tourist cars, Mos.
Yeah.
As we have that one also. The one that's not allowed in Angola. The one they put Ogaspiri Konga Kuya Cheki.
Yeah, you have to be connected to
someone. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now, the money was not enough. And then my kids, at my grand's, I have to pick them up. It's like, it's usually the money. So the other one,
mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to take it to Angola because it's this G-Wagon Mercedes.
Okay.
An SUV. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm afraid to take it there.
Because you know what if?
Yeah. If you take it to MNZ, they will complain.
Mm-hmm.
For Canada, they will complain, which are, where do you fuel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, the money, my sister. And there's a new lady in town doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to the conversation now.
Mm-hmm. She is.
No, man. No. I'm not willing to take that risk, please. At least not now.
Maramuvu rakukamu yuvide.
It's they understood that I'm not willing to take the risk for.
So I don't want to be understood, me. Oh, I don't want.
No, actually, I want the idea of having somebody to listen to your fear.
Mm.
And the other things, it's good to be entertained for at least once in your life.
Mm.
But, Mama.
Mm.
It's the after. No.
No, I don't want. I don't want.
I've been there. I was
that. You were there a long time ago, man.
Yeah, but then, like, to unlearn the what you went through.
I know. What were you doing the whole time? Were you not unlearning? I know. Were you just surviving? What? Survival mode. Were you not unlearning?
No.
I was just existing, please.
No, you see where the, I'm alive today because of my kids.
Yeah.
I have to acknowledge, Kucha, like.
If they were not here,
I made a choice, Kucha. I have to say, to stay alive for them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that made me feel glad that I'm alive today.
Yes.
Okay, cool. But now, if things are coming, like, when things are eventually trying to fall into places, In walks deviation.
Yeah.
We were, sure. Like,
to be classified as a deviation also. All right. You're an enemy of my progress, you. You're just here to derail me. I don't want your like.
No.
Come on, no. I don't want to be liked by you.
I want when it comes, it should come from me.
Okay, but it's actually never gonna come from you because I don't think that you're ever gonna broach anybody. Because there will just never be a correct moment for you to do that. So is the problem that she approached you herself? Or is the problem that she likes you? Which one is the actual problem as a Vambu man?
The approach.
Oh, okay, so. No, hello,
Khalwa. Can you want me in silence? Okay.
She's going to spend 4 years with you and then get on one knee in spur. And give you an engagement ring.
Actually,
and you are
going to
be forced to say yes because you don't want to humiliate her.
I regret sharing all this.
Why? Don't regret. You know how I am. Don't regret. Because these are all things that you have thought about in your life. Yeah? You have thought about them from Saturday to now. You have thought about it also. And you have also laughed. And do you know how many times you told yourself no? Even unconsciously. You're washing dishes. You're like, no, no.
Mm.
Like, no. You just say no. Like, out of the blue, just no.
Like,
I know how you feel. Oh, a man will be a man, my dear. You people that are asking men out, men don't want. Don't ask me. Oh. Now you can. Now I have to be the little spoon. Can you want me in silence, please? What is this loud wantings?
I know, like It will happen eventually, but I don't have the blood for it.
Son.
You see?
That is
okay.
That is the only problem here.
You see, we live in a notions where if a lady approaches you, how many people has she approached
before? She only approached you. How? Yes. What is this?
No. Let's exhaust the possibility that.
Like, that she just goes around proposing men.
You are not making it.
I don't want to.
God. I'm like, all the people that you can send in my life, you send to this person that's to make fun of me. God. I need a refund.
She's just going out there proposing men.
No, but she likes you, Moz.
Nobody can like me. I'm damaged.
No, you're not.
I'm damaged good.
No, you are not. And that is negative self-talk that we must heal from. You are not damaged goods. You are attractive. You are lovable. You are generous. You are responsible. You are disciplined. You are a phenomenal man. Any woman would be lucky to have you. And that is why one bold woman took the courage to take the step before somebody else scoops you up. Look at it from a perspective like that.
That's exactly what I told Ekucha Nolison. I appreciate you for coming out like this. I actually applaud you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-mm. Thanks for that. But then, I haven't looked at you in that light. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm liking it the way you came out to tell me that. It's just that I'm surprised. I'm trying to digest whatever you.
And also, I'm just not in those spaces in my life.
Yeah.
Where I can see people. Oh, that's attractive. No, no.
I just thought that if we travel.
But men are always like that.
We travel together, mm-hmm. and I invited you for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
It should end that way, and then we both shake hands and walk away.
Like, but I don't want to walk away.
Oh.
Who paid for the lunch?
I paid for lunch.
When you guys went out again?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, she invited me, and then I was like, no, it's not proper. I was like, no, like, worry nothing of it. I got you. Okay, cool. And then she was like, okay, since you got lunch, let me cater for the drink.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, cool, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that happened. And then we started conversations from soccer, from Namco, from Fish Road, from Tex, everything in between. I was like, oh, okay. But then in walks this. Her thoughts now.
Mm.
The one that ruined the whole moment.
She hasn't wanted. She just had to creep in. Mm.
So, Neman, like, it was too soon. We could have at least lead on and then until I initiated the thought of myself. It would make, that made me feel less of a man. Mm. Don't you think?
Yes, I did.
So she made a mistake by telling you. That's it. She made a mistake by telling you because you are of a different era.
We were just supposed to talk and I was like,
I like this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were supposed to like, oh, I like this woman. And then and then you want to see her more. And then she just allows you to take the lead because men like leading.
She's too fast.
She's not fast.
She's too fast.
Look at this one. She's not fast. Our biological clocks are ticking. Huh? One has to be slow for who? She's been slow in her whole 20s. Waiting.
See, the women of today, what I've learned,
mm-hmm.
they don't want this old double standards anymore.
Yeah.
No longer be accepted by the women of today, I've realized.
Yeah, that's why they want to show that they can help you.
Dominance.
That's why, no, it's not dominance. It's just to show that they can help you, that they bring assistance to the table. Where they're not just there to eat from you. They're also there to help you. That's why she opted to pay one bill. Gold diggers and slave queens, ne? are the ones that invite you out and you pay for everything.
I know, I've been there.
I know. And that is why I think that this was a good move. She just hit a wall because of your idea. But I would like for you to give her a chance.
I'll give her lunch.
Don't give her lunch. Don't give her lunch, because also we don't have that kind of money to be burning through money for lunches and what, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest, right, mm-hmm. is there's most probably like a nice, you are where, in Ondangwa or where?
Yeah.
Okay. So there must be like a nice museum somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And from the looks of things, she is very well informed, and you like that. So how about you grab a cheap lunch from Pick and Pay, or you save, ne? A cheap lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, one of those packets that are already packed and it's like $25, where we are not, mm-hmm, spending $300.
Yeah.
But we are just spending $100 for a few drinks, and like maybe two drinks each, maybe two cool drinks each, or even a big cool drink in cups,
mm,
right? And those cup packets, and then you pick her up, and then you guys go to the museum.
Picnic kind of thing.
Not picnic. We're going to eat it in the car and talk a little bit, and then we are going to go and just look at the museum, because people don't do that. People don't understand the history of their people. People don't understand nothing. So how about you do that? Stop going to lunch, ne? You don't have that kind of money.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
We've been through it.
Yeah. So no, we're not, yeah. And that is part of the things that is giving you anxiety, because you associate relationships to burning through money. And that is a trauma that you don't want to go through again. But it doesn't have to be like that. It can also just be, right? I only have 2 hours. Can I come get you so that we can go and see this thing? I've never been there, so I wanted to see it. There's a close friend of mine that told me about it, and I Googled it, and then I would like to go and see it. And you guys go and see it. You hear what she has to say about it. This is the part where we'll see she's dumb or she's smart also, because, I mean, if you are in Ondangwa and the museum is in Ondangwa, it must be Ondonga culture.
Mm.
So what do you know about it?
Mm.
You know? So let's check through. And then after that, you say, oh, let's quickly grab something to eat before I take you back. And that's it. Where you just have a conversation. You don't take it further than that. You just have conversations. Just to see. Because we are also not going to burn ourselves out, and we are not going to make ourselves anxious, you know, because of women.
You see, when you went through some things that didn't make you human, you, mm-hmm, build the wall.
Yeah.
The problem comes in when you try to break those walls.
Don't break the wall.
The boundaries that you set.
No, don't break the wall. Don't break the wall. Don't look at it like that. Don't break the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Don't break the wall so that you are alert on every single flag that there is. When you break down walls, ne, you invite the good and the bad, ne? And sometimes the bad is so catastrophic that you actually can't handle it. It's what she says to the waiter behind her back, you know? It's what she says to the guy that is taking care of the car. Antumbono, keli, oyafara, kwashike, kwashike. Yeah. You see? It's those little things. You will only see those little things, ne? When you are not in love. When you're in love, you ignore those things because you want. But when you are not in love, that is the perfect time to evaluate somebody.
People pretend.
No. There are certain things that they pretend about, like the care that they show you, that doesn't match the energy that they are giving out to the world. But you are only capable of seeing that when you have a wall up. It's the same way as going with me on a date. Oh, matriarch is such a nice person and I love her so much. Then we go out, right? And I'm like, oh, adyanga, like, you know, I care for you, like zarombija, you know, and I care for you. And then the waiter comes there and then I'm like, yeah, but you people were just walking around passing us here. Eh? Didn't you see that we came inside or what? Then you're like, ah, it's not what I said. It's how I said what I said. That is an identifier of she has no sense of understanding others. And also she's fast tempered. The way she says things to complete strangers. And then she turns around and, yes. And then she turns around and flips it. And then she says, honey, must I order you something? How? Psychopathy. keep the energy. If you're gonna be angry at everyone. You understand? So keep the walls up.
Okay.
Yeah, keep the walls up and do a fun activity, have adult conversation. That's it.
Who's going to be an adult?
Both of you guys. You guys are gonna have adult conversations. Adult conversations, ne? Are conversations like the museum, like the soccer that you guys were talking about, fish rod that you were talking about. Those are adult conversations.
Mm.
Yeah. Because children conversations are like, yeah, and cocomelon, yellow bus, orange bus, and green. No. So it's a matter of seeing. And when you see something that you don't like, right, you can retreat. And when you retreat, ne, your heart will not feel guilty. Do you know why? Because you saw something. Now you feel guilty because you didn't see anything. This poor girl just confessed her feelings to you. And then now you're like, oh, am I really going to be this guy? No. And then if nothing ever happens, right? Then you can say, like, okay, she seems cool.
Even on the notions where connection thrives on mutual respect.
Yeah.
So the boundaries must be there intact, and then the walls as well.
Everything must be there, my dear. Even the electric fence, switch it on. The barbed wires. Traco. You must just remember to be a gentleman.
That's all right.
If it is personal conversation about our past relationships and past lives, right? Mm-hmm. Don't brush it off. Say that I'm not ready to have a conversation of that nature. So for now, let's just live in this moment. You need not worry. I'm not seeing anybody. Yeah, nobody's going to come and beat you here. Right?
Yeah.
But it's not a conversation that I would like to have with you at this particular moment. Maybe in the future. Don't say the near future. Because near future is next week. Maybe in the future. So now she has nothing, right? Mm. To base her attitude on. Because the minute you tell her now, which my ex did this and I was with I. You know, when you tell her that, then she knows how to play cards, right? Mm. But if you say nothing, then the only thing that she's forced to do is bring her authentic self to the table and hope that you like her. That's it.
You are confusing me.
Don't be confused.
No. Mm. You need to stop.
No, don't be confused, Daniela. Just go. Don't be confused. May I not lead you into jeopardy. Because the minute you see it, you will also call back and then you'll tell me, oh, no, she was talking about, she was talking about, me, I just like what. You are like, no, I cannot. Mm-hmm. You see? You'll see it. But right now, because of the person that you are, right? Right now, the thing that is beating you is your nature.
Aha.
Yeah. You are nice. You are nice. So nice people, right? Live their lives not trying to hurt anybody deliberately.
Yes.
So that is the thing that is beating you up right now. So what you would, even if you go on multiple dates with her, right? And you are still not attracted to her and you don't like her like that. The conversation will still be around honesty, which are, you know what? I spent a lot of time with you, but I think that at this point, right, I'm not ready for a romantic relationship because I'm not attracted to you in that way. Whether she's going to hate you and run away or whether she's going to still be your friend or whatever she decides is on her, but you were honest. You understand?
Understood. Noted.
Yeah. So it's not every story that ends with roses and fairies.
Mm-hmm.
No. Sometimes, right? You spend enough time with this person and then you realize that I cannot do anything with this person. Like, I can't even picture myself taking off my clothes with this person. Not because they are mean, ne? But in my eyes, ne? I just don't. Oshirika munaroka butterfly. It's nothing.
The load one carries.
Yeah.
Like, especially me. I carry, like, so many baggages.
Mm-hmm.
Dragging somebody else out there.
You're not dragging anybody, my dear. You're not dragging anybody. You're getting to know the person, eh? You're getting to know the person, snippets of the person to make a choice on whether or not, right? You're gonna walk away or you're gonna try it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. And the thing is that when your walls and your boundaries and your electric fence and everything is up, right? Everything that is wrong, you will see it. Because you are not like those that are going into things with rose-colored glasses. You know when you wear glasses that are rose-colored, everything looks rosy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if it's just real glasses, ne, then you just see things for the way they are. I don't like old people, man. They just give me the creeps, like their skin is so, you know.
Gross.
Yeah. Then you see, you're like, hey, you don't like old people, huh? Like, you're like, sorry, I can't, because there's never a day that I am going to be, what? I'm going to be incapable of taking care of my grandmother, eh? And then my grandmother has not bathed for 2 months. You will never wash my grandmother because you're disgusted by her skin.
That woman, she used to come to my house. Apparently, I make people go take showers.
Yeah, you see.
I'm like, can we go? Baby, I came to pick you up, so we spend, like, I won't be able to come next month. Can we stay at least, like, you have to go back to the hospital. I'll take you. Let's, I mean, like, of all the things that you could
exactly. So when people say things like this, ne, you get to see where they don't fit in your life. You know, they know that you have children, but they see a child that is behaving in a particular way, and then they say, could never be me. I'm a little dengulo, then you're like,
discussed about me taking care of my grams and having a family on the other side of the country or.
No,
or
you don't discuss any of that, but it comes up in conversation where she's talking, right? Maybe you guys are at the shop and then like a small child, you know, these ones of, and then she says, yes, and then she makes a remark, you know, she makes a remark, it could never be me, Amandi Dengu Nona. Then you know that you're dealing with a violent woman that's going to beat your children. You just tick off the things that are not going to sit well with you. And then at least even when you walk away, you know that, I oh, ha Dengu Nona ke hola akulupe.
Boundary
line. You see, then you're like, she treats servers badly. She beats children, and also she hates old people. You see? So, like, Onwachangao just doesn't fit in your life whatsoever. Because I mean, did it for red flags to be shown by God, and she show me, give me a sign, God. And then God gives you the sign, you're like, I don't want this one. But you are not in love. So you can see this. You can make conscious decisions. Unlike the rest of the world where they are so in love, they overlook things like this. And then tomorrow, their children are being beaten by the same person that told them on the first day that they met that they beat children. And now you are surprised that this woman is beating your children. I mean, come on. She told you.
She just didn't listen.
Yeah, because you were so smitten by the boobs. Like, wow.
What's your problem?
Exactly.
Smitten by boobs.
Like, wow. It's a double D or what?
No, anyways, the conversation today has been really helpful. I listened to the other callers and you learned a thing or two.
Of course.
Yeah, we addressed the elephant in the room.
Unfortunately,
today, I think...
His elephant was bigger.
The elephant wasn't in the room today.
The elephant was in the room, but the other guy's elephant was bigger. So Zambezi elephant. Bro, nobody can beat that. Try and top that, you winner, with your Vambulian elephant. Etosa elephant. Zambezi's elephants are roaming wild.
Yeah, by the Babata. You must go on the other side. The next trip I have to go on the other side. Like we tried by the coast and everything. I would love to go that side of Zambezi.
With me?
No.
Just come get me. How?
What is this? No, I'm going with the kids.
Huh?
My family is going that side.
Say to your family, ne? Enjala. All right, my darling, forever and a day.
As always. Be a love enough for us.
For all of us. There's enough love here. Like, all you have to do is just wake up in the morning. I got this.
Understood.
All righty.
Sleep well.
Sleep well. All right, my beloveds, I'm bidding you guys farewell. Today was a nice show. It was a therapy session. Tomorrow, come and tell me your problems, man. Come talk to me. Come talk about it. Hey, come talk about it.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida. Ashike kapeno mweko tite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo. Iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Mune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudei dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamweri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ineko berewa mura hetatu natu. Bali o hetatu matatu o mafela.